Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Is it wrong for Christians to witness at Mormon events? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Yesterday, we began our series talking about witnessing, sharing the gospel at a temple opening in Memphis, Tennessee. This was not the first time this temple was dedicated. Well, I guess, Eric, you could say this was the first time this temple was dedicated because, as you mentioned in yesterday's show, the original temple that was built in Memphis, actually Bartlett, Tennessee, had to be torn down completely because of a mold problem it had behind the marble facade on the building. And you were told by someone there that this is what had to be done. And they could not spare this building, so it was completely rebuilt. And as you mentioned yesterday, some of the neighbors actually thought the original was more beautiful than the one that they have now.
Yeah, and the cost, they did not know for a fact. That was something that was held private. The media wasn't given that number. Usually there is a number out there. But this was an open house that was for a week. It was available to anybody in the public could come, whether they had a reservation or not. And then once it was dedicated, and that happened on May 5th. After that, only Mormons in good standing who have valid temple recommends are allowed to attend. So this is a public event. We do go because we want to give everybody access to the full information as to what Mormonism is all about and to have people have a better understanding so they might not consider leaving their Christian church to join something that they are told is the restored Christian faith.
Now, those that were in charge of this particular open house, being Latter-day Saints, they treated you very well. And I might mention, and I think to their credit, they did treat you very well. We've had different responses depending on the temple where we are at. But you mentioned to me that those that were in charge, they were very hospitable and did not, at least outwardly, look at you as an enemy. And that's to their credit. I give them kudos for that.
I would have to say that this might have been the nicest we were ever treated because I have been threatened with arrest a number of times. Police have been called out. But I established with the leadership from the very beginning that we were not there to disrupt inside. We were not going to hand out information on their property. And when the leaders understood that, they allowed us to use their restrooms. This is in a residential area, so it would take a couple of miles just to find a restroom. They also provided us with waters whenever it was hot. And they even volunteered to allow us to park in their parking lot because otherwise we would have had to drive about 3 blocks just to get to the nearest residential area, and it was a good 10 to 15 minute walk to get to our car. So they were very friendly.
And we can't explain why one seems to be more hospitable than another. We can only assume that perhaps the people who are in charge, it kind of depends on their personalities and their feelings towards those who may be outside wanting to inform the general public. But in yesterday's show, we kind of ended with this idea that one of the complaints that you get, that I get whenever we're at a temple opening is, well, why do you do this at our building? Why do you come to our church? We don't do that at your church. It's as if somehow going to their venues is unscriptural, or I would say in this case, unbiblical. And certainly we don't see any prohibition in the New Testament. In fact, Paul was known for going into the synagogues to share the gospel of Christ with his fellow Jews. So we see a pattern that was made by Paul himself in doing so. In fact, it says to the effect that as his manner was, he would go do this. But does a Mormon have a real good footing to say that it's wrong for people to go and evangelize at their events? I would say no. And so one of the verses that you may bring up should you ever have a Mormon complain about things like this would be taken from the Book of Mormon in Alma chapter 26, verse 29. If you read the opening heading for chapter 26, it mentions a man named Ammon, Ammon glories in the Lord. And it begins by saying, and now these are the words of Ammon to his brethren, which say thus, my brothers and my brethren, behold, I say unto you how great reason we have to rejoice, and could we have supposed when we started from the land of Zarahemla that God would have granted unto us such great blessings. Here's what I want to bring out. In verse 29, this is what it says in the Book of Mormon, Alma 26, and we have entered into their houses and taught them, and we have taught them in their streets, yea, and we have taught them upon their hills, and we have also entered into their temples and their synagogues and taught them, and we have been cast out and mocked and spit upon and smote upon our cheeks, and we have been stoned and bound with strong cords and cast into prison, and through the power and wisdom of God we have been delivered again. Now, first of all, I want to bring out the fact that it mentions synagogues. This is a historical anomaly, folks. You have to understand that the Book of Mormon story begins in 1 Nephi by talking about Lehi taking his family from the area in Judea where they were about to be conquered by the Babylonians. And so Lehi leaves with his family and comes over to the Western Hemisphere. When does this happen? According to the Book of Mormon, around 600 BC. But yet, if you look at the bottom of the page of Alma 26, it says this takes place between 90 and 77 BC. How in the world did they know about synagogues when synagogues were not a part of the Jewish worship system 600 years before Christ? That comes about later on, but yet we find the word synagogue mentioned in the Book of Mormon. That would be a historical anomaly. That's just a sidebar. The point I want to bring out is where it says, and I have to assume this is Ammon that's talking, we have entered into their houses and taught them, we have taught them in their streets, and it even says we've entered into their temples. Now, we're not going into their temples to do this. We may go through it on a tour just to say we saw the inside. And the reason why we do that, folks, is because one of the common questions we get when we're standing outside of a Mormon temple is, well, have you been inside? It always helps to say, yes, we have. Would you like to talk about what we saw inside? It opens the door for a conversation with these people. So we encourage our workers to go through the temple and take the tour. But we're not there to disrupt. We're basically there to respectfully learn and hear what they have to say.
When you say you've been through, the number one response back is, well, what did you think? Well, they just opened up an opportunity. Well, come on out, get out of the car, go park, and we'll talk about that. But Alma chapter 32, verse 1 says a similar thing. It came to pass they did go forth and began to preach the word of God unto the people, entering into their synagogues. There's that word synagogue again. And into their houses, yea, and even they did preach the word in their streets. Now, this is dated 74 BC, somewhere in that era, a few years after what you had just read a few chapters before. Well, we are doing some of what this says. We are preaching the word in the streets because we're on a public sidewalk in the United States, First Amendment rights, and we act reasonably. We're just there to hand out a newspaper and to be available for anybody who would like to come out and discuss what this religion is all about and what the differences are between what the Bible says and what Mormonism teaches.
And again, I think it needs to be emphasized, Eric, we are trying to be as respectful as possible. Now, some Mormons might say, well, I find it disrespectful that you're there at all. Okay, well, if you're finding it disrespectful that we are there at all, would you also find it disrespectful that Ammon in the Book of Mormon was there at all? Because obviously, he's doing nothing really much different than what we're doing, except we're not going into the temples to preach the gospel. And according to this passage that I just read from Alma 26:29, it seems like they were.
One group of people, when we get into discussions with them, seem to understand what we're all about and why we're doing what we do, and don't seem to have a problem with our presence out there, even though they might not like the sign, sacredorsecret.com, even though they might not like the newspaper. And that group of people I'm talking about, Bill, are returned missionaries, because returned missionaries have done what we are doing. And we always like to commend the missionaries. They give 18 months to 2 years of their time. They volunteer to go out to wherever the church says they're supposed to go. They serve in the sense that they want the very best for the people whose doors they are knocking on. They might even learn another language, and they go without. There's a lot of sacrifice that goes on. And so when we get into conversations with them on the street and explain what we're doing, we're not protesting. That's the number one complaint as well. You guys are
that's easy to draw that conclusion,
yeah,
because you are holding a website sign.
Right.
And mainly you're only holding the website sign is so people can know where to get more information.
Certainly, we have differences with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but we're not protesting with shaking our fists. We're saying, go to our website sign, get the full information. No more are we protesting than I think Domino's protests when they go out there with their sign saying, come on into Domino's for a $5 pizza.
I think it's important that we emphasize that because sometimes the way Mormons view it and the way they express it, I don't think they're often very accurate. Though we may not agree with what's going on in this building, and as we may not even agree with the message that the Mormon missionaries have, I don't think when missionaries are out on the streets doing what they do, that they're doing it because they don't like the people that they hope to talk to. I wouldn't imagine that at all. In fact, I've had many missionaries come to my home. They always seem to have the motivation of wanting to educate me on things that I might not know about their church. If I have any stereotypes, the missionaries are there to hopefully straighten my thinking out and maybe quench some of those erroneous thoughts that I might have. That's what we're trying to do, folks. We're merely trying to do the same thing, and this is why we put this newspaper together. And if they look closely at the newspaper, where do most of the quotations we cite in the newspaper come from, Eric?
From their own sources, their standard works, and from teachings of the leaders.
And so you would think that the missionaries, you would think that the people visiting the temple, you would think that the average Latter-day Saint would recognize a lot of those citations. How can they fault us when we are merely quoting their own material? Unless they could prove that somehow we're misusing those quotes or maybe taking them out of context. But I can't recall anyone complaining like that after they've read our newspaper.
If anybody would like to see that newspaper, they can go to our website, sacredorsecret.com. At the very top, there's a PDF file you can click on, and you can read what it is that we're handing out. But for the person who says, we don't do this at your church, we don't do this at your event, another possible response that I occasionally will use is, well, if what you think I am doing and what I am believing is wrong, then you owe it to me to come on out here and talk to me, because otherwise, if you're going to let me just go to the terrestrial kingdom or the celestial kingdom and not try to do something about getting me into the celestial kingdom, then isn't that wrong on your part?
Just as we would say there are eternal consequences for believing like a Latter-day Saint, they believe there's going to be eternal consequences if we don't believe like them. So we would say that they should have enough concern for us as individuals to try and share with us what they believe. Tomorrow, Eric, I want to talk about the tour that you took. You went on a tour with other local pastors in the Memphis area, and I'd like to start off tomorrow's show discussing what you learned on that tour.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.